Right?
Yes, capturing moments.
Okay, so recording is in progress. And I think this is
Hello.
where you and I, Nancy, we just sort of try to work out some of the details of what we need to do using Zoom until we
Sure.
can find another software and go live in a little bit more aesthetically pleasing way. Yep. But in this, who are we? What do we do? Let's introduce ourselves to the folks out there who might be watching right now.
Hi, I'm Nancy Martinez, and I am an over-enthusiastic woman of the BIPOC community. My family is from Honduras, but we are of Afro descent, so we are the Garifuna people.
Love how you say that, Nancy. Nancy, it's so nice to be here with you. I
Absolutely.
am Temple Jackson, everyone. Gosh, I am a BIPOC woman. I am enthusiastic, as I say, with guts. I'm that kind of person that's, sort of always whizzing by. I'm passionate about the BIPOC community, particularly the female BIPOC community. I'm passionate about learning more about my friend Nancy and her. Yes, girl. I always hope I see people do that. Mine doesn't make up. You ever see it and it just like makes a heart and it shoots out?
Yeah, I love that. I can
Have you
see it.
seen that
I'm
though? Is that like, do
visualizing
you have to have an expensive computer or like an Apple? Have you ever seen that where you do this
it. No,
while
I
you're.
see your heart though, but I.
Well, wait, is it a red heart though shooting out onto your screen?
I don't
No,
know.
so you would know like a graphic. Well, what I'm saying is I have a patient that does this to
Yeah.
me and it's a shooting red graphic. I
Oh,
bet he has an iPad.
yeah, that's cool.
It's very cool. But I can't do that and neither can you.
I really can't.
Okay, but wait, we are who? We are the over enthusiasts,
Love it.
right? And we want to welcome you. This is really just you and I, Nancy, right?
Yeah.
From Bronx, from coast to coast, Bronx, New York to Oakland, California, trying to see how we can record and get it on YouTube.
That's right. Yes.
And what happened today?
A mess. We don't know what we're doing, but we're doing it. And
But we're
that's
doing it.
the point. That's the
Okay.
point.
All right. So if we, decide to, I think this is important because I think there are a lot of like-minded folks out there, women like us, women of color, Black women in the BIPOC community of every color, right? Who want to start their own YouTube channels and, start bringing their message forward publicly, no longer depending on the ways of the, capitalist teacher who says it's got to be this way, that way, it's got to be this degree, it's got to be right. So women are wanting to do that. You and I came together wanting to, with a similar vision. And here we are, and we're having to work out the kinks. So I guess we could. Sort of let people know that it's okay to embarrass yourself.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. It's okay if this shit doesn't work out.
We've been at it for an hour, so.
We've been at it for an hour. Yeah. But we know what we're doing and we know what we want to do. And Nancy, I would love it if you talk to our audience a little bit about what we want to do, which is like what you want to do. And then I'll be happy to talk a little bit about why we came together and developed the over-enthusiasts.
Absolutely. We want to send a message that resonates with our BIPOC community. Specifically, if you haven't been heard, they try to silence us as people of the BIPOC community. And I want to talk about what's BIPOC, right? Because I know people from the Bronx, like, what the hell is that, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Like me, I had to Google
It's
it.
so true. I'm so glad
Yeah.
you're saying that.
So I will say that BIPOC stands for Black, Indigenous, and People of Color. That's you and me, all of us, right?
Yes.
And we really want to spread this message of love and healing, right? And we've been silenced and we're not doing that anymore. We want to be able to share our stories. You'll find that we have so many similar stories, and we want to make sure that you are heard, most importantly. And that's really the basis of our message and what we want to deliver and yes. be able to receive from everyone.
All right. And so now I'm going to ask you kind of a tricky question. Okay. What's different about you, right? And me, right? Like, what's different about you pretty much out there and yeah. me out there that made us gravitate toward each other and come together? I mean, I'm saying what's different. This is what's unique about us, but you and I both know, you know what I'm talking about. What makes us unique is sometime a little off-putting for others. So what you want to tell folks what brought us together?
Yeah, well, we're a little quirky. So yes. I will say, and this sounds very odd, but it's the energy.
It's the energy.
I'll tell you a little bit of my journey. So I was sick of, I just woke up one day, I was like, oh my God, I'm tired of working at this corporate. It's not even corporate, it's a nonprofit, but it feels so corporate. They're trying to be like nonprofit, but anyway.
Because the truth is, it's all corporate.
It's just all corporate. Mm-hmm. And I started a freelance page and I'm like, nobody's going to even pay attention to it. No one's going to, because I have no experience, but I love writing. I love content mm-hmm. creating. So I put it out there. I'm like, nobody's going to hit me up. Here comes this beautiful energy. And for some reason, Temple, you don't know this, but I just knew because it was the smiley face. I'm telling you, you said,
I smile so much. My face hurts when I lay down at night.
It was like this funny thing where you were like, listen, kind of like not verbatim, but I don't know what you do, but for some reason, I want to work with you kind of thing. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to follow up with this lady. And I don't know if you felt it, but I'm like, hey.
Yeah, yes, yes.
There was an energy there. And I'm like, we need to work together. So we came together. For some reason, the energies, you can't make it up. It's following the energy. And we've been really like close since. So
follow the energy fearlessly, right? Fearlessly.
Yes.
I mean, I think that one of the things, particularly for us women of color, us BIPOC women, and again, Black, Indigenous, people of color, Black, Asian, Native American, for God's sakes, let's go ahead and put our brothers and sisters of our Native American tribes first.
Yeah.
Because even as we record right now, and interestingly enough, where you are in the world and where I am, even as we record this video right now, I am aware that we are holding land that was stolen.
Yeah.
That's never been rectified, right? So getting back to this BIPOC women, it's one thing to be a woman of color. And then when you put on top of that, if you have like a very, let's say, rambunctious personality, or you're, what's the word they like to use for us?
Eccentric.
You know, or a little quirky or a little odd, if you were too excited, you run more risk of judgment. And, you know, so sometimes it's that thing, right? It's so when I am uniquely me. And every blue moon, and I mean blue moon, it is rare for me. Every blue moon, I meet someone that is uniquely them. And it's freaking instant.
Yeah.
But in order for that to occur, in my opinion, I love what you said about following the energy. That energy for me is a spiritual highway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a spiritual rainbow road, right? Yeah. And if you're not tuned into that on your transistor radio, then you won't know. And all the truth, there's no good reason in the world that we should have crossed paths.
Right.
other than we sought each other out from across, you know, from across the country. We sought each other out spiritually, and we sought each other out metaphysically.
Right.
And then the fearless part is coming together and not putting each other through ego trips, but literally from the very first time we met, I'll never forget. We first of all, y'all, and we can make it a little game, right? We talked about this later on, and when we meet, we can have people try to guess how long we've been collaborating, because we've built something here now. The Over Enthusiasts that we're working on, it's the beginning, right? But we're working on it. You were going to say something, Nancy.
One of the things that I love that you said to Temple is, no one gets to tell you who you are.
Oh, hell no.
And here I was. Check this out. Here I was. I don't know how many of you have gone through this. You're sitting there trying to find out, and it was such an emotional process. Who am I? Like, let's say I'm going to give all of you a task. Go and write a bio about yourself. See where that takes you. Who are you? Yeah. And I'm here writing like, who am I? And then I start writing, oh, I work at this place. And Temple's like, and don't give me that bullshit about like where you work.
Remember?
I'm like, why not? Where you work? Your resume?
I asked you who you
are. Don't give me your resume. He said, don't give me your resume. I'm like, okay, fine. And then I'm sitting there writing and I'm crying. Temple's and all this. And I'm texting her like, hey, this is an emotional journey. I don't know. I'm feeling emotion because it's like, who are you? I'm a single mother. I'm like, these are the things I actually am. I'm not my work. And, you know.
So,
can tell you who you are. You get to do that part.
That's it.
There's power in that. There's power in that.
That's it. And, you know, I remember that. That was such a special time because that was, I think it was the first or the second time at least that we said we're getting to business, you know, so here we're writing content, we have an agenda, we're taking minutes, we have gone through the entire process, right, of developing a vision together, which we held the same vision without knowing each other. We came, so I was looking at the time when I found you, Miss Nancy. For those of you who know or don't know, I am a psychotherapist. My business is Word Up Psychotherapy. And this is a Word Up Psychotherapy project or collaboration. But in many ways, this really is just kind of about Nancy and I. Putting out there the two things that we know to be very important, BIPOC mental health. Because, you know, you can be quirky and be like, what's that white girl comedian? I forget her name. She tells a lot of really, really bad. Oh my gosh. She's a Jewish girl. She's very funny. I can't remember her name.
Not Chelsea Handler.
No, another, she's kind of like that dark hair. I should be looking her up. She just came. I'm not good with names, but she tells a lot of very, very racy jokes. She's very quirky. She's really out of control, funny for, you know, but if you told those jokes, we couldn't just get away with being, you know, quirky. We're also BIPOC and quirky, Black and quirky. Huh? Brown and quirky. And you know, you can just ask a number of people how that goes.
Not well.
That doesn't go well. So we know that the mental health, right, and the support for us women, many of us neurodivergent, young, old, many of us coming from other countries before we got here. Many of us, the daughters and sons and granddaughters and sons of slaves. And some of us even got a few slave masters in our blood. But so the mental health, but the creative expression, the poetry, the arts, the dance, the music, the gift of story sharing. And so goes the story that I was looking for a personal assistant, someone to sort of do my books and scheduling for about 5 hours a week. And I saw Nancy's, sort of application or profile. And profile didn't say anything.
It was out there, wasn't it? It was like,
right. It wasn't. And it really didn't indicate that you would know anything about medical billing or anything like that. But for some reason, right, the divine spirit just drew me to you. And I wrote a message, and I didn't remember, but apparently you say I wrote, I don't know what you do, but I'd like to. And here we are. So what a blessing. Okay. By the way, my sound is going off in the background. Well, we have so much more to say, right? We have so much more to say, and we have so much more that we want to share. And we've worked on quite a bit of content. But I think this is a good start. One of the things, Nancy, as I speak to everyone that I'm aware of, is how many times I'm saying,
Oh, yeah. I didn't catch it.
That's because I'm doing all the talking.
That's cool.
So, Nancy, what do you think? Tell the folks what we're trying to work on in terms of launching. So the YouTube channel is out there. But in terms of launching weekly and getting the first video out there and a couple of trailers, what are we looking at? What's our plan?
We plan.
Oh, yes, plan.
Do we plan? We want to launch soon. We want to hear from you all. We want to share with you all. And we also have a website where you can also share. And then we'll also incorporate that into our YouTube. And really, it's about stories, like storytelling. That's what we really want to get out there.
Yes.
And you'll be very surprised or not. Our stories are so similar. It's quite beautiful.
Yeah.
And one of the things, Temple, too, that we talked about is being tribeless. Like, we want to acknowledge that we are part of our own communities, but we're actually unified by our stories. Oh. You will see that it's so similar, and that's what unifies us. So don't want to say that. Another thing is that we want to talk about this enthusiasm, right?
Yes.
Enthusiasm doesn't mean that we're happy all the time. It really just means that actually we're more vulnerable, if anything.
Yes.
We have to process it a little more. And
yes.
So we do want to emphasize that. But what it is that we, once we're down, we don't want to stay down, right? We're looking for, just let the emotions flow through you.
Yes.
And really embrace it.
Embrace. That's what we talked about yesterday.
It stinks, it hurts. Cry if you have to, who the hell cares?
Yeah.
But really, it's about the healing process for our BIPOC community.
Yes.
We don't want to sit with that trauma. We don't want to sit with all, right? So,
So we're going to dump it out right here, y'all. We're going to dump it out right here because we were meant to carry this stuff with us.
Yes.
And learning how to embrace painful times, moments where life feels out of control, it's a skill. You know, it's a skill. It's a skill I teach as a therapist, and it's a skill that I work every day during difficult times. As you said, we both have a story. We have similar stories, including, homelessness, single moms, young moms, all of those things. So I just look forward to you and I spending more time together. I also look forward to highlighting for our first episode, as we discussed, your cultural background and where your people come from. Yes. And the history of these very, very unique people, who I understand, as I've done a little bit of research. I don't want to say the name because I cannot say it the way you do with such a beautiful accent. Say, yeah, girl. Yeah. Say it one more time.
We are the Garifuna people.
Garifuna.
Garifuna. Yes.
Garifuna. Actually, I did.
It's a people. It's a culture. It's a language. It's a beautiful story. So yeah, we'll dive in.
We are excited to talk about the Garifuna.
Absolutely.
Garifuna. Yeah, Garifuna people. So I'm working on that. But I did do some research to get prepared to speak with you and to interview you about your people and your culture, originally from Africa, sprinkled in Belize, but still it appears that the heaviest the largest population is right here in America.
Yeah. They try to
Uh-oh, we froze.
Acer culture, the snippet, landed on St. Vincent. We got exiled, and we are sprinkled across Central America. And, of course, we are in America okay. also.
Well, it's interesting.
And wonderful. But remember, we are tribeless. So while we're acknowledging that, yes, we all have different backgrounds, but I'm telling you now, these stories unite us because you'll see so much similarity. So I definitely want to make sure we...
Yes. Okay. This is going to be wonderful, right? It starts to, it also, this conversation has me thinking a lot about Isabel Wilkinson's book, Cast, and the movie just launching, coming out a couple of days ago by Ava DuVernay, Origins, which I watched last night. And it's about how the actual caste system versus race, but the caste system unites us, those of us who have often because of our color had the short end of the stick. But I think this energy, this unification that is occurring right now between women like you and me has a lot to do with that, where we find ourselves in the caste system in the world. But man, there's just so much. So I think we've done really well. If we decide to put this out there as our first tester video, that will mean that we were successfully able to record it and upload it. And it's not fancy in the background, but it'll get fancier.
All right, fancy, my background.
Oh, your background is fabulous. I mean, we've got a pinch of luck back there, mindful and self-love, feather and hope, dash of love. I mean, come on.
It's positivity potion.
Ah, yes. Miss Nancy, thank you. And I will see you next time. We'll see everybody next time.
Absolutely. Temple, you are awesome. And
you are
such a spirit. I told Temple this, guys. Temple is fierce and she's soft all at the same time because she doesn't play that shit. So I love Temple so much.
Love you too, honey. See you next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.